offers pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson, or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Best exchange. I'll tell you by the minute. Engineer Sleep, EngineerSleep.com. I've got a great deal for you right now. Now, this is going to go away because they're going to run out of these pretty doggone soon. So, I got this email that their foam supplier overran some titanium-infused memory foam, and they want to offer this deal to you right now for this week. And so, this is just really just, or until they run out. The foam supplier overran some 2-inch titanium infused memory foam. They're offering this right now at 75% off, $40 each. Limited supply of twin bed and full size only. All right. Now, you buy on EngineerSleep.com through the link at the top of the page right now. Or you can go to the in-store pickup or local shipping, $15. I mean, take care of that. That goes away today. Right? They're going to run out of those. I don't know how many they overran, but go by today. EngineerSleep.com. Go by and see them. Get it. Go in store and get it. $15. $40 if they have to ship it to you. Non-local stuff. So, anybody hear my voice right now? I mean, I've never heard of titanium-infused memory foam. I don't know what it is. I just know that for $15, my chance to maybe sleep better. Sign me up for some of that. Take advantage of that. EngineerSleep.com. That's really cool. All right. In case you missed our last segment, in today's rounds, or today's pairing and tomorrow's pairings down at the TPC, you've got these unbelievable pairings. Well, I didn't even mention this one. Poulter, Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood, all the English guys playing together.
Who was they playing with?
English. No, actually, I'm English. he's playing with Sergio and John Rahm.
That's right. Okay.
How about that, man? Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka.
Boo.
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Ricky Fowler. And I did that as a kid, man. I made the best crowd noises. So it's Rory, Spieth and Justin Thomas playing together. These are these mega pairings that, like, you'll never, ever, ever really see.
Fred Andrew gets in. Titanium-infused memory foam is what's in Tiger's back, right?
Fused. So, I'll also miss something about those pairings. For 19 years now on the show, I've been anti-Phil Mickelson. Like, I didn't like Phil Mickelson.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Why?
I'm going to.
Why?
I kind of like the guy now.
Why?
I like the guy now. A, he's old.
Sure.
And that gives all of us old people like a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good. I heard this thing the other day. I think that one of the things that we fail to realize, or not, I think we realize what we forget, Phil Mickelson might be the greatest iron player in the history of the game. No one... In my opinion, no one has ironed it the way Phil Mickelson has ironed it. Everybody sees the flop shot, the flopadopolis. But look, let's come down. He just irons it like few have ever ironed it.
I'll never forget him telling his caddy to go tend the flag from 110 out at the Masters.
No, that was at Torrey Pines.
He did that at the Masters too.
Oh, did?
Yeah.
Go tend the flag.
Yeah, you go pull that for me. Okay.
Hey, man, look, the guy's got to make it. I get it. All right, but here's the thing. I kind of like him now. And I don't know why. I'm just kind of seeing where I like it. And I'm going to admit this to you, too. There's a time when there's kind of, Ricky Fowler, but now Larry Penley told me that Ricky Fowler's a really nice kid. And I see him around the kids and doing some great stuff. You know what?
You're all about this group today.
I kind of like Ricky Fowler a little bit.
You're a big fan of this group today. What is the conversation you're having off air on your personal text line?
A couple. My very good friend Luke Hopkins, who won the state AM, one of the really good summers I've ever seen anybody have. Professional golfer and guy that really, truly a great player, says being old is the only thing Phil's got going for him. Come on, man, don't go to the dark side. Good stuff, Luke. Good stuff. So I'm having these conversations, right, of your favorite foursomes, whatever. And
threesome or foursome?
Threesome. And I get this one from a big Clemson football fan, former staffer at Clemson. And he says, Tiger, Rory, Sergio. Right? And it's great. I answer back, Steve Fuller, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence.
Mm.
He answers back, get this one. Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, and Bentley. Jake Bentley. But then he says Bentley withdraws after 12. Very good, man. Touche. And now Luke tells me that he loves Ricky Fowler. I understand Ricky's supposed to be a really good guy, man, like a really good dude. So I kind of like him now.
I think the orange is too much on the course at times.
You know what? Good for him, man. A little branding in there. He's a big Oklahoma State guy. You know, he does a good job for branding. He knows it. So Puma. I like it. It's good Puma. Stuff. I heard Brad Sink yesterday talk about a fifth major. There's a little talk about fifth majors. I get it. I understand the talk about it. If you want an unofficial fifth major, great. Officially, no, I'm not going for that yet.
What's going to take for you to get there?
Nothing. I'm pretty much closed the book on that. You know, in the mafia, where you're trying to make a guy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know that there's a thing called the mafioso, right?
Just a bunch of guys that hang out in a deli.
Yeah. Drink espresso. When they say that they're not going to make anybody else, they say the books are closed. I'm going to the mattresses on this one. The books are closed. You can't have a fifth major. There's four majors. There's the Grand Slam. There's four majors. Now, the Grand Slam has changed. But before we had the PGA Championship, before we had the Masters, you know, we had the USAM, the British Am, the British Open, the US Open. So we've changed this. Now, it's not like we can't change the majors.
Sure.
The Grand Slam. Bobby Jones won the Grand Slam. Different than the modern-day Grand Slam or the professional Grand Slam. So, and I'm not against changing all that. But right now, there's nothing. It's not broken. There's nothing wrong with that. The bottom line to me is that I think it's okay to recognize it as the fifth biggest golf tournament in the world. But it doesn't have to be a major.
Got a big old purse attached to it.
It is.
Third on the tour right now.
It is. Golf has it figured out, Mr. Or 24. Because next year they're doing this. And I love this idea. We're moving the PGA Championship to May. We're moving the TPC to March. Now, you're going to get some weather in there in March in Jacksonville. I get it. But here's what you get. Next year, March, TPC. April Masters. May, PGA Championship. June, U.S. Open. July, British Open.
August, September, football. Nobody cares about golf.
Except for, you know, a little bit of FedEx Cup. I get it. Maybe not Tour Championships. East Lake, yeah, maybe not. But except for Ryder Cup years, because you do like the Ryder Cup. President's Cup, it doesn't work. Ryder Cup works. Ryder Cup's one of the 10 biggest sporting events of the year. Ryder Cup is as big as the anything outside of the Masters, maybe. Ryder Cup's bigger than TPC, right? Bigger than PGA Championship?
Yeah.
I could say the Ryder Cup is as big as the British Open, U.S. Open, almost as big as the Masters. So in the Ryder Cup years like we have this year, yeah, but next year they got it figured out, man. People are excited about, look, March, you get a little spring, go down to TPC, give me some great finishing holes in there. The great thing about the TPC is you got 12 a drivable par four, even though nobody really drove it last year. You got 16, 17, and 18, on all these holes, you can make eagle or you can make quad, and it's great. And you got high drama. I get it. But give me that in March. I get a little spring fever leading up to Augusta. I think we need probably one more to lead up to it. I love that. Then I've got Augusta. Then I've got the PGA is going to help out. The other thing about PGA in May rather than August, I get to bring in some southern courses in the future. You know, the PGA Championship, for the most part, when you play this thing in August, they've had it in the South. We did it in Charlotte last year. We've done it in Atlanta before. But for the most part, man, when you're talking about 900 degrees and 900% humidity, that's tough. So as a result, you got to have it up north. This brings in more now. It's going to hurt the northern courses a little bit. We had snow on the ground in the north last week, right? Didn't you have that up there?
On the 30th, April 30th, it snowed.
So I'm wondering.
And then it was 90 degrees 3 days later.
I'm wondering what the what Bethpage Black's going to look like next year in May. It's going to be tough. So we might want to move it down here a little bit. But just think about, like, we've had Kohler, Wisconsin in May, where we had in 2015. We had it in Baldestraw in 2016. Well, Valhalla in 2014 up in Louisville. You know, I can see that. Oak Hill.
Great courses up there, though.
Oh, it's great courses. Great courses. It's coming down to Kiowa again. So, but anyway, the point is that we bring in a little more, you know, maybe bring it a little south in May. So that's good. Love it, though. Absolutely love it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Before the end of the break here, I've got Preds hosting Jets tonight, Game 7.
Game 7 in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's a wild, raucous atmosphere. It'll be a great watch tonight. You have the Predators who have come back in the series. They were down 3-2, and they have tied it up. The Jets are a high-flying offensive team led by Patrick Laine. You can find him on the ice wearing, I believe it's number 27 he wears, but he also has a beard that makes him look like a billy goat. It is hilarious to look at.
What's his name?
Patrick Laine.
How you spell that?
Patrick, L-A-I-N-E.
L-A-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. He's a Finnish hockey player. He plays on the right there, and he has an elite wrist shot. But he looks like a billy goat right now.
I get it.
Right? You see it?
Yeah.
They've had some great play from their stalwart defenseman, Dustin Byfuglien, on the back end. And, of course, everything is going to be a challenge tonight with Nashville waiting on the other side. They have the home rink advantage. They have great goaltending in Pekka Rinne. They have P.K. Subban, your boy, standing in front of them.
And my good friend, Tony Eubanks' guy.
Who's that?
My pastor. Well, one of my pastors.
Okay. And they're deep down the middle. They're a deep center-laden team. It will be a tough test tonight. It's going to be a fun game tonight, and I would highly recommend it.
My buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Eubanks.
Mm-hmm.
Black guy says, man, look, brother plays hockey like that, I got to pull for him. I love that, man. I love that.
Got to.
I told him one time, I said, man, you got to watch this P.K. Subban. I got him hooked on P.K.
Mm.
And then we traded him. And
then you traded
him. That was a bad trade, man. Yeah, remember this. I told you when it happened. That's a bad trade.
Why was it a bad trade?
Subban was like heart and soul, man. Subban was, you know what kind of defenseman I like? You know, big enough, strong enough to take care of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Blue line part of it. I like a little offensive defenseman. You know what I'm saying? Subban, he's got enough offense to him.
Sure. He's slick with the puck at times. Shea Weber has got an absolute cannon from the point, though.
That's great.
It was a one-for-one trade.
Don't like it.
Decent one-for-one trade.
Don't like it.
So.
Since it's happened, how have they done? How have we done?
That's true. Nashville has been on the rise, and Montreal has been terrible.
I get this one on text message.
Montreal.
Threesome. Dabo. Steve Spurrier. Mickey Plotter. If I got it to Spurrier, that I'd go, what were you thinking? Jerk. You ruined South Carolina's football program. you left it, man. You absolutely left the program behind.
Steve, you left that one left just like you left the program behind.
Ouch.
You jerk.
Spurrier supposedly really razzes you on the golf course. Like, gives you a hard time.
Does he?
Yeah. And I heard the story. Lawson Holland, a very good friend, and coached with him for 11, 12, 13 years.
Yep.
Played a lot of golf with him. Lawson said, man, like, Coach Spurrier is great when he's beating you. When he loses, like, he quits at the turn and stuff like that. Like, he you know, he's got to go back eight. You know, like, he's not good at that. But, like, when he's winning, he's really, really good. And he's got a son-in-law named Emery. And he said they're playing golf with him one time. This is typical Spurrier. Playing golf with him one time. And Emery comes out and birdies first couple of holes, whatever, gets out to the lead. And then kind of blows up, and Spurrier comes back and beats him. And he said, the last couple of holes, and even afterwards, they're having a beer afterwards, whatever. He's like, yep, that's old Emery right there. O-M, early medalist. Like, that's old M. Getting off to a good start there, but couldn't hold on to it. Blew up. E-M, early medalist.
Oof.
Just sticking it to you, man. That's a little bit of a... Anybody who does that... It's a little bit of a insecurity about yourself, right?
Who needles other people?
You got to put somebody else down to make you feel better, right? A little bit?
I guess. Maybe.
A little bit of insecurity in there. Text message Jordan said, threesome? Jack, Janet, Chrissy. Come and knock on my door. We've been waiting for you. Short break. Short break. That's before your time, isn't it?
I understand the reference.
Okay. Just making sure. Short break. We're going to come back. I want to tell our friends about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I've gotten three texts this week from folks who say, oh, by the way, I'm either currently with Prime Lending or I just got with Prime Lending or there's one that told me that his loan officer bragged on, like, this is the best one in the country. And so we love Prime Lending. We love the fact that right now, I mean, you don't have to use them yet. Just put them on your favorites, and they got all these resources on their website. When do you need to refinance? Rent versus own calculator. There's just all kinds of things on there. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. They can certainly help you out. There's our great friends at Prime Lending. Call Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, the good folks today at PrimeLendingSC.com. Clemson, the South Carolina women's golf team, didn't fare so well. We'll tell you that when we come back. Also, I've got the projected regional. What did you think about Clemson and South Carolina in a regional this year? Finally, tell you a little bit about a big revenge factor in college baseball last night. We'll do that in the next segment. Open phone line segment before we get to our two guests right after this.
The Pickens County YMCA Y Mentor Program has expanded to service all schools in Pickens County and Anderson School District. Students from 38 schools are waiting to be paired with a mentor, so the need is great. Mentors provide extra support to help students achieve their potential by committing to spend 30 minutes each week with a student while they're at school. We believe everyone, regardless of age, benefits from having positive one-on-one relationships with others. For more information and to register, log on to pcymca.net/mentor.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning make the insanely clean carpets no one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and receive three rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn, a Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great-looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. And the memories keep on turning. Tell you about our Palmetto Golf Report, Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. I've done this at Palmetto Dunes when we went down to stay, where when you check in, you've got everything you need, and it's all right there. And so you can do all this, like, pre-shopping and stuff. So, in other words, you can even reserve, like, your beach chairs, your bicycles. Make your reservations, make your accommodations, make your food reservations, make it all that online. And so then all you, the work's done. Like, you don't have to do anything else. So I love this idea at Palmetto Dunes. They make it so easy on you. You know, it should be easy. Like, vacation should be easy. Not driving everywhere. Let them drive you. In what they call the Dunes buggy. Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. You're going to absolutely love it at Palmetto Dunes. Palmetto Golf Report. Had a weird day for Clemson yesterday and Wake Forest. They're down at Tallahassee, Florida. The Tigers had a 10-shot lead over Wake Forest. Wake Forest shoots 3 under par. Clemson shoots 7 over. But the Tigers got down by as many as 7 with 2 holes to go, and Wake Forest blew it. Then Sydney Legacy made a 50-foot putt on her 53rd hole, 17th hole yesterday, to put the Tigers in a playoff. And then Wake Forest won in a playoff. So Clemson eliminated from the regional down in Tallahassee. Heartbreaking deal there. Furman did advance. Furman finished third at the regional, so they do advance. College of Charleston was there. They did not advance. And Coastal Carolina was there. They did not advance. South Carolina, disappointing. The Gamecocks came in ranked, I think, 9th in the country. I think I'm right by saying that. And they were out in San Francisco. They finished 10th and didn't make it there. So, good news for Furman, bad news for everybody else in the state. At the TPC, Lucas Glover's at just par number 1. He's in the first group off. Other local players playing Richie Wierenski, Scott Brown, William McGirt, Dustin Johnson, Kevin Kisner, Wesley Bryan, Bill Haas, Ben Martin, Kyle Stanley, a ton of local golfers. That's 2, 4, 6, 8. We have 10 local players playing at the TPC, the Players' Championship. That's great. More great news, Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. Look, again, it doesn't have to be hard. This can be easy. Palmetto Dunes makes it easy on you. The award-winning website at the award-winning resort in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, is palmettodunes.com. Mr. Orr 24, a couple of things before I get to you on the final part of this segment. Bradley LeCroy coming up in 15 minutes. Chad Holbrook got some revenge on South Carolina last night. Chad Holbrook's College of Charleston team beat South Carolina 9-0. Deep down, it hurts to like see your former team struggles, your players and that kind of stuff. But deep down, don't you know that he kind of liked sticking it to South Carolina last night? He even used like a Friday starter for a little bit last night.
Absolutely. You love doing that.
So I still think this, though. I mean, the Gamecocks made the right choice.
Sure, but you were still kind of running out of town there.
Yeah.
So you had to do it.
Yeah. Number two, there is a regional projection out that has Clemson and South Carolina together. I got to tell you, buddy, go ahead and just sign me up for that. Baseball America has Clemson as the 4 seed and has South Carolina coming in to their regional. That'd be opposite of NC State's Raleigh regional in the super regional matchup. D1 baseball has Clemson as a 7th seed, but also has South Carolina coming here. Mm. Man, there's a few things better than Clemson, South Carolina baseball. The only thing better is Clemson, South Carolina regional, super regional, or Omaha. Postseason Clemson, South Carolina is better. Interesting, though, Clemson 4th and 7th in his national seeds right now. And with the remaining schedule, I got to tell you, man, that Florida State win might have done it for him. Feel really good about that. You know, how many tickets could you sell for Clemson and South Carolina in a baseball regional here? Do it, man. We almost had it with when Oklahoma State came through and buzzed through the state of South Carolina, beat Clemson here in a regional and South Carolina super regional. They were paired up against that one or in the same bracket. That would have been nice. But sign me up for Clemson and South Carolina in some regional action. Go ahead and take that right now. And finally, Mr. Orr 24, I want to get your thoughts on this. CBS Sports, remember Chad called yesterday, Chad from Columbia, and he gave us that list that he was talking about of CBS Sports Power 5 Conference coaching rankings. I've got it here, and I want to run down this list and just give me some initial thoughts on any of these guys. Sure. Break in at any point in time, all right? Sure. 65, David Beattie from Kansas. Because my cousin works out there, and they say he's a great guy, and he's doing a pretty good job of recruiting, but he's got a tough job there. I'll tell you right now, I'd rather have David Beattie from Kansas than Herm Edwards at Arizona State at 64, because he's older than 64, and whew, he's lost. Jonathan Smith, Oregon State at 63. Matt Luke, Ole Miss, 62. Tom Allen, Indiana, 61. Rutgers, Chris Ash, 60. Illinois' Lovie Smith, 59. That hadn't worked. Mississippi State's Joe Moorhead, 58. Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee, 57. Ed Orgeron, 56. LSU. Barry Odom, 55. Keep telling me Barry Odom looks like the secretary of works in the Department of Energy.
Don't sleep on Barry O.
Oregon's Mario Cristobal, 54. Cal's Justin Wilcox, 53. Chad Morse, Arkansas, starts at 52. Pittsburgh's Pat Narduzzi, 51. I kind of like Pat Narduzzi. Derek Mason, Vanderbilt, 50. Cliff Kingsbury, Texas Tech, 49. I thought they fired him. Dino Babers is not high enough at 48.
Yeah, he should be higher number.
No, he should be lower number.
Dino Babers.
Dino Babers is good.
You like him too much.
He's got a tough job, dude.
Okay.
But he's got a brand. Steve Adazio, Boston College, 47. He needs to move up, man.
This guy's being dudes.
They're going to be good.
How great is this?
Mark Stoops, Kentucky, 46. Maryland's DJ Durkin, 45. Matt Rule at Baylor, 44. Larry Fedora, North Carolina, 43. Mike McIntyre, Colorado, 42. He was hired a couple years ago.
Batman and Robin.
PJ Fleck rowing the boat at 41. Virginia's Bronco Mendenhall at 40. Dave Doran at 39. I wouldn't hire Dave Doran to coach my little league team. Dave Clawson, Wake Forest, 38. Will Muschamp, South Carolina, 37. Arizona's Kevin Sumlin, 36. Dana Holgerson, 35 at West Virginia. Willie Taggart, 34, Florida State. Produce Jeff Brohm, not high enough in this, 33. He moved up 14 spots from last year. Got to go higher.
Sure.
Paul Johnson, 32 at Georgia Tech. Clay Helton, 31 at Southern Cal.
Clay.
Matt Campbell, not high enough in this. Matt Campbell, number 30 at Iowa State. Matt Campbell's got a tough job and is doing a good job there. Petrino at Louisville, 29. The most underrated coach in this list, Tom Herman at Texas, 28.
You're going to die on that Tom Herman hill.
Yep.
That is the hill that you have chosen to die on.
That is my Bill Snyder. 27, Notre Dame, Brian Kelly. This one needs to be higher. Justin Fuente, 26, Virginia Tech. Fuente. He's better than that.
Fuente.
He's better. So, here we go. I've got the top 25 coaches. You ready?
14 higher than his in-state rival.
You ready? Utah Cal Winningham, 25. Fuente's better than that.
Yep.
Mike Leach, 24 at Washington State. Kurt Ferentz at Iowa, 23. I think David Cutcliffe now, man, that's about running its course. 22, David Cutcliffe.
That's a little high.
Nebraska, Scott Frost, 21. Pat Fitzgerald, 20, Northwestern. I like that one. Paul Chris, Wisconsin, 19. Eh. Harbaugh, way down to 18. Mark Richt, 17. Martin Antonio, 16. Here's one that I really like. But he took over an easy situation. We'll see if he can maintain it. He's recruiting really well. Lincoln Riley, 15. Malzahn, overrated at 14.
Agreed.
Dan Mullen at 13.
Overrated.
Bill Snyder at 12.
Overrated.
I like Mike Gundy. I like him at 11.
Okay.
James Franklin, 10 at Penn State. Here's one that's starting out kind of high. I don't know yet. Chip Kelly at UCLA at 9. Kirby couple Smart at 8.
A couple years in the NFL makes people forget a lot about Chip Kelly.
Yeah, because it wasn't good in the NFL.
It wasn't good the way it ended in college football.
Cheating. Cheaters never prosper. Man, my wife, I got to tell you before I get to the rest of this list. My wife does this at games all the time. Close third strike, outside corner. Strike three. Everybody boos. Come on up. Or someone takes a pitch. Swing the bat. My wife says, everyone do their best. Sportsmanship is the most important thing here. As long as everyone's doing their best, that's what we really care about. And she jokes. But she says it loud enough for everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
Compliment your fellow competitor.
I don't know her. I'm not with her. Just sitting next to her.
Anyway. Cheaters never prosper. 8, Kirby Smart. Cheaters never prosper. 7, David Shaw of Stanford.
Subtle.
Not so. Gary Patterson, number 6 at TCU.
I'll take David Shaw over Gary Patterson.
Really? I love David Shaw. Number 5, Chris Peterson, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I like him, except he's just a weird dude.
That's why it fits him perfectly at Washington.
West Coast. I had a West Coast friend. I don't remember forget this man. I never really knew anybody from the West Coast. Never hung out with anybody from West Coast. I go down to Harbortown. My buddy Wes Jones is from Oregon. And I walk in, he's like, hey, man, how you doing? What's up? Like in a frizzy, right? We've got golfers everywhere, big tournament going on. The Heritage, thousands of people in there, a couple $100,000 running to the pro shop. Well, all right, man, that's cool. Like, whoa, that's right. Nice, dude. The most laid-back cat in America. Number 4, Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M.
Interesting.
Number 3, Dabo Swinney. What it says about Dabo Swinney, though, Dabo remains number 3, but gained some ground. In fact, last year's ranking, he didn't finish higher than 3rd of anybody's ballot, as the top 2 were unanimous. This season, on both Saley and Palm, we had him number 2. It isn't hard to blame them for considering he's gone 40-4 of the national championship in 3 playoff bursts the last 3 seasons.
What's he against Urban Meyer?
2-0.
Interesting.
He's 40-4 of the national championship in 3 playoff bursts the last 3 seasons. The senior class enters this year at 40-4. What? Sometimes I still can't get over that.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Syracuse. And Alabama.
Yep. Number two, Urban Meyer, Ohio State. Number one, Nick Saban, Alabama. Interesting.
I hate Alabama.
Why?
Because that's how to remember the two losses to Alabama.
I don't hate Alabama. I hate the arrogance. Like, in their mind, nobody else even plays the game.
I hate the arrogance. Y'all better be ready. We're coming to get them.
Like,
let me tell you something.
That ain't football.
What?
We'll show you football.
When mama calls, he's coming home.
Y'all call that football? That ain't football. We'll show you football.
I'm innocent. I didn't do it. And roll tide.
Cute little game I got up there, the Patriots and the Eagles. That ain't football. We'll show you football. Tom Brady, that ain't quarterbacking. Tua show you quarterbacking. Roll tide.
Roll tide.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Brad LaNicro is going to join us. I have some questions about two hurting center fielders, but you know what? A lot of depth there, man. It's working out for him.
Roll tide.
No doubt about that. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist. The folks at Carolina Flooring Specialist, they can put your little Roll Tide logo down there in the middle of your floor. They could love it. They love it. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Zach, promise me to do this. Promise me that you'll get you a high-performance epoxy-based floor whenever you get your new home. Because, man, it really, really, like we got company coming over tomorrow. Like, I'll clean out my garage because I kind of want to show my garage floor off, you know? I will tell you this. my puppies, every once in a while, they have a little accident. He just went and had himself a little accident. And all I do to clean it up, I'll take like a paper towel and just wipe it up.
Had a little accident? Roll tide.
I looked at Marley one time and went, did you pee pee on the floor? Is that you, GPP? He looked at me and went, roll tide. I went, oh yeah, roll tide. Carolina Flooring Specialist, call them today, 404-8158. You set your appointment today. No obligation phone call. Just let them come out, measure you, and look at how much, you know, give you a little estimate in there, and they show you what they do, and you'll sign up for it. I love it. Keep sending me your pictures. I love them. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Hey, Bradley Leakroy talking some Clemson baseball right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson will play its final home series this weekend when the Tigers host Austin Peay at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. First pitch is set for 6:30 p.m. on Friday, 4 on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. Tune in on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable chicken supremes. For a limited time, get a chicken supreme snack with four supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
There's still time to find the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale. Come on. Just buy it online and get free pickup in store. Simply shop ahead at Macy's.com by 3 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. Sunday. We'll contact you when it's ready so you can pick it up in store the same day. You'll even get a Macy's Savings Pass good for an extra 20 or 15% off your next in-store purchase. Finding the perfect Mother's Day gift has never been easier. Visit Macy's.com/store pickup. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Baseball beats in Clemson. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Numbers matter. They matter to University Colleges. They matter to Ingalls Crossing. And I know that you got about 1,000 square foot in there. You know, you got 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. Those numbers matter. Granite countertops and white appliances and cabinetry and refrigerator, dishwasher, and all that. Flat screen TV in every living room and ceiling fans in every room. All those numbers matter. Pet friendly, that matters as well. It's our great friends at Ingalls Crossing, University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Hey, folks, check them out. 784-3400. Hey, students, you still, they got a couple more vacancies, but you need to go ahead and get a sense of urgency with that. That number that matters, 784-3400. I'll tell you a number that matters right now. Clemson baseball won 11 of their last 12. Tigers leading the Atlantic Division. Tigers as far as RPI goes in the top 10. And those other numbers that matter right now, some projections, 4th national seed, 7th national seed by Baseball America and by D1 Baseball. And Coach Bradley Lecroy joins us now. Good morning, Coach Lecroy. How you doing?
Doing great, Mickey. How about you?
Fantastic. I've had 5 or 6 text messages this morning saying, if you do anything, please ask Bradley about the health and of Kieran Meredith and Teodosio and trying to get these guys healthy. What's the latest and any projections as far as getting either of these guys back anytime soon?
Yeah, obviously those two guys have been out a little bit, but Kier should be back this weekend. He's going to practice today, and I expect him to be in the lineup in some capacity. Starting tomorrow against Austin Peay, he's been recovering from an injury, and we just wanted to make sure it was 100% by the time he came back, and he's feeling good. He felt good yesterday at the game during BP. He ran around a little bit, did some workouts, but then Bryce is Bryce got injured in practice last week during exam week. The timetable for him is still a little bit up in the air. It's probably into the postseason. We just don't know how long it's going to be, if he'll be back for regionals or super regionals or hopefully if we make it to Omaha. But it is kind of a, you know, kind of was a freak thing at practice, laying out for a ball in the outfield and being injured. So, you know, we'll see where he goes with that. But we're excited about getting Kier back this weekend.
It brings up a good problem to have because I'm looking at – and you got some options. Obviously with Hall, who could play at several positions, including left field. But, you got Wharton's a really – you know, playing well and a good outfield out there too. And then you got, you know, moving guys around. It's almost – it's a good problem to have. But I'm not sure, like, right now where you fit him in the lineup. And then what would the batting order look like? Wilkie's on fire and moving him all around the lineup. It seems to be working everywhere for him. And you guys got some big decisions to make.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit last night after the game. And I'm sure we'll talk about it this morning as a staff. You know, with Kier coming back this weekend, I mean, you're right. We've got some options. I mean, we've got options and we got decisions to make because somebody who's playing well or has played well throughout the season, probably not going to be in the lineup. Maybe we start going some matchup lineups, left, right, you know, who's hot. But it's a good problem to have. Obviously we're going to put our best lineup out there that we feel like gives us the best chance to win. Fortunately for us, we've got some versatility. Some guys can play all over the field. And we're getting healthy, with Kier coming back. So, you know, we'll look at the scout report, see what kind of arm we're going to face tomorrow night against Austin Peay, and then put our best lineup out there.
All right, I got to ask you, we saw Jordan Green in the walk-off. We saw a lot of different reactions coming out of that from guys jumping all around the field. Where are you during all of that? And how do you maintain your composure? Because you see it all the time. Like, you want to be composed, but, boy, you got emotions in that thing. What was your reaction? What did you do during that whole big pile-up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a great moment for us. It's happy for Jordan and to get that game-winning hit and home run, the walk-off home run. And, in the dugout, obviously we're talking about, you know, going forward in the game. Monty and I and Andrew C., our pitching coach, will talk about what we want to do, maybe possibly, you know, with the pitching. Carson had pitched the top of the ninth there. Sam Hall gets out, and in the first pitch, bang, Jordan hits the walk-off jack. And we're just excited. We're celebrating with our guys. You know, so happy for them. We had the one bad inning where we didn't play well at all, but it just shows the toughness and the belief that our guys have to put that behind us. And then Jordan come up with a big hit, and it was a huge series for us. You know, what a great moment for our team on national TV, great moment for Jordan, to a guy who's kind of been in and out of the lineup, has played good at times, and other times other guys have played better. But happy for him and happy for our team.
I don't know if it was in Baseball America or if it's in D1 Baseball. They both did a really good job. And I don't know if you saw it or not because I don't know how much you guys pay attention to this kind of stuff. But one of their guys was tweeting about how this Clemson team reminds them a little bit of that Coastal team, a little bit of some other teams in the past few years that talented enough to win it all. But more than anything else, man, like, this got a little extra makeup to them, a little resiliency to them, like a little it factor. You've been around teams that had it before. How important is that? I mean, talent's one thing, but just that toughness, that grittiness to find a way to persevere, how important is that to a team in trying to achieve its ultimate goals?
Well, I think it's very important, you know, when you get into the postseason and you're trying to get to Omaha, because you're going to play some good teams. You're going to have bad moments during the season, bad stretches. You're going to face some adversity. We faced adversity the other night. When we made the three errors in one inning, that inning could have got out of control for us, and they could have scored five or six runs, and that game would have been out of hand. But this is it's a fun group. It's a loose group. But at the end of the day, these guys are tough. They're competitors. And the number one thing, they believe we're going to win every single game, no matter what the score is, no matter what inning, no matter what the situation. And that's the number one thing. If you believe, you got a chance. And these guys believe, you know, they're one of the best teams in the country. And that's going to go a long ways for us.
Walk us through what happened, because we didn't get the audio or you know, hear the explanation of it. When Cal Raleigh trying to walk him, and there's some confusion about what happened there?
Well, we decided to intentional walk Cal, set up the double play. So when we did, the umpire just put him on. which isn't the college rule. It's the new rule in the big leagues. But we were fine with it. I mean, you know, it speeds the game up. You know, it saves time. We don't have to throw any more pitches. And then once he got it to first, the crew chief, Jeff Head, who was at second base, realized that you can't do that. They had to put him back. So we decided, okay, let's try to steal a couple strikes, maybe throw some pitches out of the zone, see if he'll chase. If we get into a good count, then we'll maybe try to get him to strike out. Obviously, we stole a couple strikes with him, and then he got it back to even, and we threw some pitches out of the zone, so we kind of unintentionally walked him. But it was confusion on the umpire's part. You know, a lot of these guys are pro ball guys that, you know, in the past have done professional baseball. And, you know, so I think they just got confused.
Coach, in broadcasting, there's a thing called a layout where you just kind of, you know, while they run something else somewhere, they run some more promotion, kind of layout. I'll let you lay out right now. You ought to know the rules if you're an umpire. And the other thing is balls and strikes is not that stinking hard. I don't know why I'm missing balls a foot off the plate and we're calling them strikes now. Anyway, good layout there, Coach. I know you can't talk about that. Was the win, because considering the, you know, what was at stake, maybe national seed, was the win Monday night the biggest win of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're all big. I mean, I know that's coach speak, but it was huge for us because – you know, our record, our conference record is outstanding. Our RPI was good, but we needed, you know, a signature, you know, series win over a top 10 RPI team. And so, yeah, man, it was probably as big a win as we've had all year to get us, you know, put us in direction of our goal as far as hosting and being a national seed where we can host hopefully for a super regional. Because that's our ultimate goal. The longer you can play at home, the better chance you've got to get to Omaha, you know, especially, you know, at our place with the atmosphere and the energy that our fans bring. But it was a huge win series for us. You know, what a great series, 3-2 on Saturday night. We played really well on Saturday and then, I mean, on Sunday. And then Monday the game was back and forth. We hit some big home runs and then, you know, our guys came through in the clutch. You know, just so proud of our guys, the way they competed all weekend.
No doubt about that. Austin Peay in town this weekend. What do we know? I know it's a team we're not all that familiar with and kind of strange to get a little break this late in the season from ACC play. But the thoughts on Austin Peay coming to town?
Yeah, they got a good club, 29-20. They're sitting right outside the top 100 in RPI. I think they're 107 right now. You know, so if they can play well down the stretch, you know, past this weekend, you know, they could get up there in the top 100, which, you know, that's one thing the committee looks at. They look at top 100 wins, and you want to continue to rack those up. They've got two really good arms that are going to throw at us on Friday and Saturday. They've got a lot of power in their lineup. I think they have one guy that has 17 home runs. So it's going to be a good challenge for us. Told our guys last night that, you know, we can't, just because it's not an ACC team, we can't take the, you know, we got to be focused. We got to have a good practice today. We got to keep that momentum. Got to keep that confidence of winning, and then we got to go on a road trip next week. So, be the last weekend regular season at home at Doug Kingsmore. You know, we got some seniors that are going to be going out. So it's going to be a big weekend for us.
Final one, because I got a text on this as well. Sam Hall, we love the athleticism, and because he's a freshman, we've seen him in a couple different places. Is there a place? Where do you see him fitting in long term? And is there a place like he can't play? Maybe catch, maybe pitch, but any other position he can't play?
You know, I would say maybe catcher, but he caught some in high school, so he probably could, yeah, you know, do it if we needed to. I tell you, he's as good as, you know, he's right there with Logan at shortstop. So I think, you know, long term next year, obviously Logan's back, and then, you know, Logan's junior year is next year, so he'll probably move on, you know, if he has a good year in the draft. So I think he's kind of our shortstop of the future. He played there all fall and all spring, but he's an athletic kid that can play all over the place. He's swinging the bat well right now, and he gets on bases, steals some bags, and he brings a great piece of the puzzle to us because we can play him anywhere. But he's a tremendous athlete, and I know I've said this before, but so proud of that guy. You know, he sat over there on the bench for 40 games and just kept working and kept working and kept working, and finally got his shot, and he's taking advantage of it.
Great stuff. Coach, good luck this weekend. Look forward to seeing you guys against Austin Peay, wrapping it up, and continued success, man. The Clemson program right now on fire, national seed at stake, and the hot winning streak right now, 11 out of 12. Continued success, man. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next week as you guys head up for it and get ready to end the regular season.
Okay, thanks, Mickey.
You like how he laid out right there as I ripped their umpires? You ought to know the rules, man. Rules. It's not too much to know the rules. We'll take a short break. We've got some recruiting information to get to you. Paul Strelo, the best in the business from TigerIllustrated.com, joins us. We've got some basketball recruiting news. We'll tell you about those transfers and then also some football stuff when you return. With Zach Gore, I'm Mickey Plata. We'd love for you to come back for hour number three.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, the